Yeah, institutions are selling on retail. It's just that the reason why markets have been able to go up is because retail has been buying this entire year at record-breaking astronomical levels. And to answer the question, why are institutions selling? Couldn't exactly tell you. They're worried about inflation. They're worried about this trade war world. They're worried about bonds markets across the world. You know, I'm not quite sure, right? They're smarter than me. They're smarter than us, most folks who are considered retail investors, right? And whether they're making the right decision or we're making the right decision, time will tell. Institutions tend to make the right decision, but we won't know until the dust settles. We won't know until we're looking backwards, probably in a year or two, at the decisions that institutions were making as compared to retail's buying, as compared to institutions selling. We won't know who made the right decision until time goes by and, you know, the events have already happened, right? I am buying myself in this retail wave of buying, this monumental tsunami wave of retail buying, hundreds of billions of dollars, right? Because I look at rate cuts, you know, increasing global liquidity. And I see that hurting the value of the US dollar. I see us continuing to spend a bunch of money, also hurting the US dollar. I see us wanting to boost our manufacturing, which happens if you weaken the US dollar. At least it's supposed to in theory, because then your products are cheaper priced on the market. And these are all goals of the current administration. So the goals of the current administration are to, you know, weaken the dollar, which means I don't want to be in dollars. I want to be in assets that can go up in value. And for me, that's Bitcoin, because I see Bitcoin. Oh, I'm also buying Solana. I'm also buying Morpho. I'm buying Syrup as well, just FYI. I mean, I'm largely buying, you know, safer cryptocurrencies because I see gigantic pipes of new money going into them. You know, eventually, whether it happens today, like the rumors say, or it's later on in the future, 401ks will eventually be able to buy Bitcoin and maybe Ethereum through the ETF products. And, you know, more and more countries and more companies will purchase Bitcoin and put it on their balance sheets. I see all these things. That's why I'm buying now. That's why I'm a part of this retail wave. Why are the institutions selling? Couldn't tell you exactly why. They're spooked by a few things. Time will tell if they're right or if retail just keeps buying to the point where the markets keep going up and then retail becomes right all of a sudden. You know, a lot of these markets, if the institutional relationship is compared to retail, has changed a lot with the introduction of Wall Street bets. And it all started with, you know, GameStop and AMC stonks, if you will. The relationship between retail and institutions has changed a lot. And there's way more information out there available to retail investors. Retail investors are much smarter now than they have been in the past, but also more people are investing. And a lot of people are really new to trading and investing. So at the same time, we're all a little bit dumb too, but we'll see how this all shakes out, if the institutions are right or retail. But I'm on the side of retail buying right now. I don't believe in the value of the dollar for long term.